not just pictures on the wall, pictures in the whole life, that you describe a thing in pictures and not give definitions. When you do that, then later this child is skillful. It is skillful, just in the whole life, not just for handling some tools. Just in the whole life, it is skillful. You see how that works. And on the other side, when this child is exposed very much too early to the thinking, everything what you say just as to an adult. We all do that. Like to an adult, then this child is very early, wie sagt man, wie ein Greis. There's no expression.
An old geezer.
It is, the person is sullen. How is it pronounced? Sullen. Mürrisch. This way, yeah. Like old elderly person are very often like that. And so, when you see that it was awful, this experience, I cannot translate that. But I was invited to be in a TV, and there was the monitor moderator, and came, and he had a child with him. And this child was about 8 years. And he took this child on the hand, and because he was for 2 hours involved with his Sendung da, the program, and so. And there was a woman, and said, I will care for him. And then he spoke to this child. This is Madam so-and-so. Die ist deine Bezugsperson. That's your reference person for the next two hours. In case you have some problems, contact her. I swear it was like that. You can... This poor child, all this reference person, in case you have problems, contact her. All this, that is just as he was familiar to speak all the day from morning to evening with this person. He was like to an adult. And this poor boy was about 8-9 years.
It's important when the self-term and circuitry is malfunctioning, the human operating module. We need a
reference person to help. Anyway, and that was the reason why Rudolf Steiner gave just as a base for the education of the children, never give them, for the world of teachers, never give them definitions. Never. You only should characterize a thing. And not give definitions. Why not? What is a definition? De finis, the Latin word. It comes to an end. And then everything is blocked. The child cannot work with it. Because it's a stone which you give to the child. A definition is a stone. For an adult, it is necessary. Of course, in the legislation, without definition, that doesn't work. But for the child, it is completely different. To make a characterization, to describe it, and not to give definitions. That is just the base for the world of school. Now, he quoted another thing. In his time, when the 20s, when Rudolf Steiner spoke about this, there it was a way that many children got some red wine together with sugar and yolk, egg. That because that is for growing, and it is an old trick for for people who did overcome just a very severe disease, they were fed with seed to grow it. And they, because that for the adults works very well in this case, they gave it to the children. And therefore he said, when a child gets wine or alcohol, then in the later time that will be very nervous, very fidget, this child. So you can see how that works. Immediately that makes not a damage. That is not so important. But what happens on the long pull, on the long track, that is the decisive problem. Yeah?
I was brought up in the British system of education in Jamaica. And when I came back to the States, it was really very difficult in the beginning. I remember the first calculus course I took. Instead of being asked how to solve problems, half the test was definitions of various points of view. And I feel that the British system was never definitively oriented. It's always trying to encourage you to solve, to think the thing through, and not to, where the American system is very definition oriented. And multiple choice tests, they're not giving you to young kids, you know, which you have to know the definition to solve the answer to the multiple choice tests.
Yeah. But that's our style of life. We are handling and working with the dead forces that we can. Technology, that is just a result why we can handle the dead forces, but we don't know what is life. That makes a problem. Yeah.
So saying one taste of wine and that's it?
I don't think so. It's hard to say.
There are places where children are given some wine frequently, in countries where that happens, and there are others where there are some religious ceremonies where there's little bits of wine.
Yeah, it depends whether it is done regularly or just every couple of months, once or so. That does not make a damage, I think so. And on the other hand, it's a question when you do that. Whether the earlier you do it, the worse it is, I think so. Now, on the other hand, that all were negative influences. And you can turn this to the opposite and you have the positive influences. When even to teach a child to walk, even this he mentioned, when the child learns to walk, you should do this with love. Otherwise, the child later can have problems in the metabolic system. When the child doesn't learn this with love, when it learns is mechanically, or just to take it and walk or so, this can cause problems in the metabolic system. He doesn't say exactly which one, but metabolic system. Or when it learns speech, speaking not in the right way, that can give problems with the digestive system. To write, and when you see, he never refused that the children speak dialects. But sometimes, now when you see that, today when they speak not just very clear people, and that has nothing to do with the dialect, it's a modern type which I found just in Germany, where in former time the dialects were very expressed. And so you can see that was this or that, but now today that is just, they don't look at the speaking anymore, and they just this verwaschene, this speaking that they are not separated, that kind of problem, that makes a weakness in the digestive system for the children. And you can see all this, that is, when you have the base, you can understand it. But how important this is, just for the whole life, not just for the first time. They will learn to overcome the dialect later. But the damage works. Or, from the positive side, which is a reiche Gemütsanlage. What's that?
A rich base of feeling, perhaps?
feeling
yeah.
like.
Gemüt, you cannot translate gemüt, that's impossible.
So a life of soul.
Yeah, a rich soul. That is, again, that makes the people skillful. Again, this. And on the other hand, when they are confronted with truth, that makes them healthy. You see, that is the positive side of this. Or, and what is very interesting, a wrong intellectual education, what we have all of us. Wrong intellectual indication. That means that he does not deny the intellectual education, but the wrong one. And we will come back to this tomorrow, or maybe today still. The intellectual education can start with 7 years, not earlier. And we start with 4 years, we start with 3 years, we start when they are in the cradle, intellectual. The thinking, logical thinking. This is that, and that is that. What comes out? This. That is, we speak to the children. The result is a sclerosis, a general sclerosis. I think he means more arteriosclerosis or cerebral sclerosis. That is the result, and when you study this, what does it? This intellectual thinking is based just on the mineralization, and when you enhance for years and years and years this mineralization, the result is a sclerosis. That's obvious. So, on the other hand, a wrong education, a body education, a wrong body education, that can cause sleeping problems. That the Schlaflosigkeit, yeah.
Insomnia.
What or not
wrong
only.
Body? You mean wrong physical education?
Wrong physical education.
What is this?
Yeah, that's up to you. He says, falsche körperliche Erziehung, wrong physical exercises. And when you see them, I think all this mechanical works, as you have it today, bodybuilding, weightlifting, and all this, that is absolutely a mechanical exercise. Absolutely. And all the sports you have today, that's mechanical. I think, as far as I know, and I studied more or less all the courses of Rudolf Steiner for the teachers, I never found one word that he spoke against sports. But he always stressed the wrong physical exercises. And what they have today as the sports, I think all these wrong physical exercises. They are so unnatural when you see them. Or even just, I don't know when it was, a couple of, maybe it was here already, I forget that, there one said the following. Did you ever see a jogger smiling? A jogger. Jogging is not so bad. But see what they see in the sports. When you see the people making sports, look at the faces. They are awful. They are full of cramps and full of, when you see them, this shape. Look at any magazine or whenever you have a report on Olympiade or whatever. Look at the faces of the people and you see how it works. And look the face in the Greek time, in the ancient Greek time of these. They didn't have this Olympiads, but when you see them, go to Delphi and you see the chariot in the chariot. You see immediately, he won it, and this expression which he has, but it is so full of harmony. And when you see the modern sport, not absolutely without any harmony. That is wrong physical training.
Except boat dancing.
Oh, excellent.
The boat dancing is as exhausting physically, yeah, as good exercise as jogging or anything like that. Many people feel in their legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
questions that people say.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
I think the pictures that you see on media are the athletes who are making this athletic endeavor. They're so focused in life. And it could be the attitude that they're entering into it that creates this very negative person and not necessarily the jogging or the swimming or the calisthenics. Because I know lots of people that jog just because they like to feel good at it, and they smile when they jog and they smile when they're done.
Yeah. Make a photo when they are jogging, during the jogging itself. And it depends, even this depends how you can do that. And I only can say, look, all the sculptures of the Greek time. I never saw such a face like they have it today when you see how the people do the sports. It does not say that the sport is bad, because you know better than I know where the word sports comes from. It comes from the sport. That means to enjoy it. But look, when you see the face, they don't enjoy it. And look what they have as an example for like in the Olympiads and so. The poor guys, they do not that they enjoy it. That is a very, very hard work which they have today. And it goes to the specialization, and it makes them hard and strong and physically. And that they are alive, oh yeah, sure. But what type of life is it that is just the biological life and nothing to do with the soul and the spirit? They transform exactly the spirit and the soul into the body. And when you speak to them and find them, I'm sure the soul is not very much in a fine state, in a sensitive state. The soul is very rough too, like the body. And that makes the problem. That is what is what he stressed as physical education. Yeah.
The other side of that is that if you look at children now, they take children and they give them unique motions. They, you know, it used to be that you played some baseball and then you went swimming and you went running around and doing a lot of different things. And now they take kids and really concentrate on one movement or developing a pitch when they're 5 years old, you know, to develop how to throw a ball. And they work too intensively in one area or the other. And certainly the arrhythmy would be a harmonizing and healing thing for that, something that, that takes away some of that harmful influence.
So, but when we are discussing this just in reality, as I said, what we do in the child is important for the whole life. On the same side, you can say what we do with an adult is important for the next incarnation. And in the same way, if you agree, I will quote you some things which Rudolf Steiner said about that, what happens, how you make your life in the one incarnation, what happens in the next incarnation. You can know that. And so, what happens if a person is full of envy, not just in the childhood, in the next incarnation? You see, today, how much the people are full of envy. He has a bigger car. Oh, I should like to have this one. He has a bigger house. He has, and so on. Full of envy. What happens in the next incarnation? This person is weak, pale, and is full of disposition for different types of diseases. That means weakness. And hilflos, ja, wie sagt man sagen? Helpless. It's helpless. What happens if a person continues all the, or is accused, used to use lies? What happens? This person in the next incarnation is not only shy, it is refused from the environment. Refused from the environment, abgestoßen von der Umwelt, objected from the environment, objected. But let me give you one example where I thought this. I met a woman, and she was full of help for everybody. She wanted to help the people to do that, but nobody did want the help from her. Wherever she was, nobody wanted to have to do that. Then I finally asked her, what do you have against her? I cannot say, she wants to help me, but she does it in such a way that I cannot accept it. So that is the way. Abgestoßen von der Umgebung. Yeah. That is how it works. And when you open your eyes, you can find that very often.
Environment.
Of course. Yes. The environment don't accept them. The people don't accept her or him. And that may be caused by the... Oh, of course. How does it happen? Ask the people, what do you find? Is she bad or does she... No, she's... but... and so on. They cannot describe it. That's a matter of feeling, not of intellectual thinking. This person, I can say it, it was a teacher, and the children didn't like her, the teacher didn't like her, nobody did like her. And because I was confronted with her, to live her with a couple of years, I made it just that I asked, what can you have say me? Did she do anything wrong? No, no, she even offered me a lot of things, but I did not want to have, and so on, and so on. And I could tell you about, because I studied this biography of her. Even when, but it would be to go, would go too much into the details, but it was, and even she was unhappy. She could not live because she wanted to do it and she couldn't do it. So that is not from this incarnation. That's absolutely clear. Or another...
How is that sensed?
Hmm?
How is that sensed? I mean...
I only can describe it. I cannot give you a definition. I can describe it.
You could see the process of someone who always tells a lie, which is representing something that's not true, when they're looking in between their next incarnation at that, at what they've done, they have a strong urge to rectify that. And that urge may come through as an unbalanced tendency to reach out to make sure that other things are now right. And then what they do is they overpower the people around them. You have to, there's an invasion all the time. And that's what that person's like. They're always sort of, they're too close to you, and they're trying too hard, and it's just irritating. You can't live with them.
They love each other.
Well, it could be a lot of ways, but then you can see how it transforms itself.
Of course, as long as one has not the possibility to make this research by own, then I only can quote it what Rudolf Steiner said, but it can be a key to understand a person. And now, in this case, well, you can, or not in this case, but in such a case, you can say when he is just objected by the environment, that maybe because this person did make a lot of lies in the past, incarnation, let me finish this, but when it was this, where did this come from? Why was he using so much of lies? That comes from from one incarnation before, and therefore it can happen this, what that in the astral body she was very this person was very astralic, and he describes it as flatterhaftes Leben. Flatterhaft. Scattering round.
Shallow.
Undisciplined. Undisciplined. Unruled astral body. Let the astral body go and do not rule. Oh, and when you see now our life. then you know what we are confronted in future. Everything what you have now as advertisement that appeals your astral body, not the ego, that always goes to the astral body. And as more the people go this way, that they do not want to rule the astral body, that gives this condition that in the next incarnation they have no feeling for the truth. That is why they use the lies. And that makes in the next incarnation, as I said it, that they are rejected, or as he describes it, that the organism isn't built in the right way. Physical, bad conditions. And in one case he describes it exactly. And that's why I should like to quote this. When a person is coward in one life, that lacking of any courage which belongs to the human being, the courage belongs to the that's another type of a weakness if somebody is coward. And that means the courage belongs to the forces of the heart. For all of you who has been attending the seminars on the heart, they may be remember that courage is not a matter of the head, it's a matter of the heart. Whether you are afraid and feel strong enough, you are full of courage, that is a matter of the heart. Of course, not the physical, but that what is the base for the heart. So, and when the heart is built so that you can use this, but when you do not use the forces, that is always dangerous. When you have forces and don't use them, then something happens with the forces when you do not use them. And these forces of the heart which are not used, they make in the next incarnation that the heart cannot build in the right way. And that can be the cause of many malformations of the heart. Can thing is much more complicated. On the other hand, any forces should be used. When they are not used, they get lost, go in another direction, and can be a damage. And in the same way, he describes, when a person does not use the occasion, when we go older, this should be a ripening, and this ripening should transform our knowledge into wisdom. And that is why in former time the people asked the very old people, because they were speaking out of wisdom. They knew a young person cannot have the wisdom. That's impossible. A person of 20 years can be highly intelligent, but not full of wisdom. Intelligence and wisdom is completely separated. But you can transform the intelligence into wisdom. When you do this, then you use the forces. But when you do not transform them, then can be the cause personally, you lose the forces, and then they are used by other spiritual beings, which I do not dare to describe now. But for the person itself, when he does not transform the forces, they are just the base for sclerosis, for arteriosclerosis, for an incapacity of thinking. And this I can say by my own experience, because I was 7 years in Wiesnick working in a psychiatric clinic. Just very high intelligible persons are in the danger to get completely sclerotic. That's an amazing fact. And one of the most, just a second, one of the most impressive studies I made a lot of my studies in Königsberg in Germany. There lived Kant. Kant was the sharpest thinker of all times. That was I studied so brilliant when you see them, and I could describe you, and because I was in this region where he lived, it is fascinating. Who can do that? This type of thinking, that is, when you study that, I only can say from my side, he was the sharpest thinker of all times. And in the end of his life, he was so sclerotic that he forgot everything. And I think that is not just that a coincidence. This type of the sharping thinking was not a spiritual thinking. It was just this intellectual thinking. And when this is not transformed, that can cause sclerosis, or that can cut you off from a further evolution, for a further development. And that is how that works. And even in this case, all this Rudolf Steiner says, even not only that it is like that, he even says what you can do. You see, what happens, what is the therapy? When you have person who are just in such a weak condition, physically handicapped children, what can you do? Of course, you can do that. That's a malformation, that's a heredity, so make a sterilization for them and the thing is finished. That's the type of thinking today. Or even more progressed, as it was under Hitler, kill them. That goes quicker. So, and now, wait, don't laugh. This type of thinking is not overcome. I touched this problem yesterday, that it is a help for the people. They are suffering, so give them this. It is better for them. Wait, the thoughts are not overcome. What can you do? He said, this person, which I said, which was rejected from everybody, forgive them, give them love, help them that they can start a new life. Help them. And when you have a handicapped child, and this child works with somebody, and you should see that, and maybe, Richard, you will speak on this, when you see how all this, when they start and they learn a little bit, what that means for this person. Not just as a result that they can work with something. That is not so important. But what that is for the future, for this person, that is of importance. For the future. Not the result. So that is a way, and he say other people who are just which they have no right feeling for the other people, offenherzig begegnen. What is this? Huh? Yeah. Open-hearted encounter the people. Not do the same what is just the regular feeling. I don't want to have to do with this person. No. Open-hearted. To be open-hearted to them. Accept them. Carry them through these difficulties. Nützliche Wahrheit beibringen. You see, that is to say them a truth which is util for them. And so, just this as a short thing that you can see what we are doing. We always have to see not only just for the immediate effect. We must see it for the long time, even for incarnation.
What you didn't say, and what I want to clarify, is you said those people that don't ripen knowledge, information into wisdom, then you talked a whole bunch about sclerosis. My impression from reading Steiner is that those people are born with an incapacity to form the physical brain properly, and they're retarded. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You didn't. That's what wasn't said. Yeah. Those people come back with as imbeciles or retarded, and or with a physical handicap. That's the outcome in the next incarnation. It's those people who don't think thoughts of that are directed towards the spiritual world.
I can say it just in the words of or in the what Rudolf Steiner said. When a person lives in one incarnation so that he is full of hate, he hates other person, he works against the other person, in the next incarnation, this person is has a life where he is suffering. He doesn't say what suffering, what type, but he is suffering. All his life is suffering. He suffers, and he may be beaten by other people, or his life is full of sufferings. And in the third incarnation, then this person is mental handicapped or of very poor intelligence, stupid. So you can see how that works. Or the same way he describes the other thing, a person who is full of love, which he gives, of course he means really love, which he gives to other person, that makes that the next incarnation is full of joy for this person. And the third incarnation, he is open-hearted and quick-witted. So when you have very intelligent persons, that does not come from this incarnation. That comes from long ago. They did prepare that. So now that is a certain base for an understanding of this, and we have to stop it. Otherwise, we have tomorrow time for questions, and then I give you an outline in the last day on Wednesday. We will come back to this problem, and I will touch tomorrow we make the childhood, that we can see how there are the influences and how that goes, and the last day we will come back to the problem of Darwinism and how one can see the whole evolution to understand it, if you agree. Otherwise, we can change it, or we can continue with the one or the other.
Is there a book in English that is this karmic manifestation? What's the English book that was called?
Life Between Death and Rebirth is one of the. It's in a number of different places, but that has a great deal.
That is what I quoted here. That is in many, many lectures. You can find it.
There's another book called Between Death and Rebirth, and there's one, Life Between Death and Rebirth. Both of them have things in them.
We will continue today what we tried to elaborate from another point of view. You saw the beginning is just the spiritual world, and that comes into the earth. It's connecting with the lower life, the higher life connecting with the lower life, and that is the beginning of the life on earth. It is not the beginning of life, it's the beginning of the life on earth. Because what we try to elaborate, the life is not starting, and the spirit is not starting. They are just connecting in this moment of the birth. And this we call just the physical birth, because the physical body is born. And when you see what happens now, I tried to explain that these hairs, which you can see in the embryo, is completely another one than the other hairs later. We will come back to this point tomorrow. But when the child is born, it has still a little bit of this, what it brings down. And this everybody can feel as far as he is not completely rotten in his feelings. You can see, when you see a newborn, or you even see a child, and the child is brought maybe here in, yesterday we had the experience that two children were brought in, everybody was smiling, and oh, how look, and how nice it is, and all this. Suddenly the persons are changed. Why? When you see that from the intellectual point of view, you cannot have an understanding. What is so attractive in a child? What is attractive in adults? Because maybe it's a wonderful, beautiful woman, then the people are attracted, and they adore her and so. Or this person is full of, has a lot of money, so they are attracted to him too. Or he is maybe famous by this or all that. And all this in the child is not existing. No money, even no teeth, nothing. No hairs, bald headed and so. And why are the people so attracted by this child? Because as far as they even have a trace of a feeling, they feel they are attracted because this is a part of the heaven on earth, the child. That is the reality. And this they feel. That they feel even, that is not just, it does not yet belong to the earth. It is just a part of the heaven of on earth. Now, and this you can see as far as you do that. For instance, you have such a child, and you smell this odor of a child, of a young child. I cannot understand that many people don't have this as an experience, but this is, you cannot describe this, because when you train yourself what means the odor and what means the fragrance of a flower or something, or as we saw it yesterday from this these animal odors and so, when you study this and you smell this of a the smelling of a newborn child, then immediately you feel that is not earthy. It doesn't belong to the earth. It is just a part of the cosmos. And that comes down. And that even you can see wherever you want. Even the feces, which for an adult is just the being of a stinking substance. When you see the feces of a newborn, which is breastfed, they are not stinking, the feces, not at all. It is described as a sourly and aromatic flavor which it has. And when does these feces turn that they stink? When?
They eat food.
When the first time they eat not human substance. When they drink milk, formula, or whatever. Or they eat even a fruit or any earthy substance which is not mother milk, then immediately it changes. And that is the way to the earth. The earth is connected with some bad odors. That does not say that we have nice odors on earth too, like the flowers. But why are the flowers have this wonderful fragrance? Because just they do not belong to the earth. They are just touched from the heaven. That is how it works. Anyway, the child cannot stay in this situation. Otherwise, it will stay in the cosmos. and does not come to us. The problem is this way to